Today is Friday, June 28th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Logistics Day. It's National Alaska Day. It's also National Insurance Awareness Day. And National Paul Bunyan Day. And I was a claims adjuster. I don't know if you know that, but I was a claims adjuster back in a previous life. I think I even talked about it recently because I was talking about the stresses of work and how when I was a claims adjuster, I absolutely hated it because me being a people pleaser, people are always upset, irritated, mad, not happy with their claims adjusters. It is very rare that someone is happy because if they're calling you, it's not to say, oh my gosh, thank you so much for paying so quickly, or thank you for getting me my rental car so quickly, or anything like that. They're calling to complain because you didn't accept liability and so you're not paying, or you didn't get them their rental car fast enough, or you're not paying enough money out, or whatever. It's always, if they're calling, they're not happy. No one just calls to be happy. So it was not fun. But I was a claims adjuster. I was also an underwriter. Actually, being an underwriter, it's more likely that you would get a happy customer calling, because a lot of times customers who have just purchased new vehicles are calling to add coverage to their policy. And they may not be happy with the price, but they're happy because they just bought a new car or something. I don't know if Tim in Alaska is celebrating National Alaska Day, but Tim, you should definitely celebrate. I noticed when I was editing the other day that I was creeping back into this thing, this verbal crutch. And so I want to try to, so if I'm pausing more than normal, I'm trying to consciously think and not say and. I don't know how long that's going to last because this show is more of a stream of consciousness of whatever I'm thinking about at the time. And it's going to be hard to completely remove that because those are crutches that we use when we're trying to think of what we're going to say next. And I don't have a script. I don't even have a bullet point list in front of me to say, oh, here's what you're going to talk about next, Adam. That would be nice if I did, but I don't. I could do that, I suppose. So we are going to look, as we've been doing recently, we are going to look at our contact. And we have a text message to 479-221-9393 from Miss Kathy Bacon. And she says, Adam, hoses shouldn't be left connected in the winter. Ours burst one winter, but wasn't discovered until we tried to get water from the spigot. Did I say spigot? Maybe I did. call before you dig, or, and there's the lightning bolt, or get zapped. I was thinking about that. I guess I'm not digging that deep, though. But I suppose if I want to be official, I should call. And if I don't want to get zapped, I suppose I should call. Yeah, I turned off the water in the winter. I mean, I turned off the faucet, and faucet is probably what I was looking for. I turned off the faucet, and I turned off the automatic watering during the winter. We don't get as cold as you guys do there in South Dakota, don't you know? But I was just thinking maybe there was some water sitting in that hose that expanded the first time it froze. I don't know a good way to empty all of the water out of the hoses because the only way to do that. Our dog sitter just messaged me. And so I'm distracted now, but I'm not going to read it. Maybe I'll read it on air. So let me finish this. Lastly, Kathy Bacon says, my engineer son's motto is do what you can do and leave the professional work to the professionals. Take it with a grain of salt. Well, that's the thing. Do I need to hire a air quotes professional to dig a little trench and put a hose in it? And who would you call, a contractor, landscaper? Because I don't want to pay the money right now to have a professional irrigation system put in. I've already spent the money on the do-it-yourself kits that you get at Lowe's, Home Depot, etc. But I just have this garden hose that is, every time I mow, it's in the way. And I need to figure out a way. Another thing that I thought was, instead of burying something, I could just attach a PVC pipe to my brick wall along the bottom of the brick wall just to make it look nicer and to get it out of the way. And I could, they sell those things that you can screw into the brick and connect something to your brick wall. So that's another thing that I could possibly do. I don't know. I've not done anything so far. I'm pretty handy. I can build things and I can do things. I haven't really done much digging or think pipe work. So I don't know. I haven't done anything. I will try to be smart. And you guys who've listened to a long time, who've listened to me for a long time, know that I have all of these bright ideas and I take months, if not years, to ever implement my bright ideas. And sometimes I don't implement the ideas at all. All right. So talking about the dog sitter, we had scheduled a dog sitter. We have scheduled a dog sitter for while we're on our trip to Norway. Where are we going? And I was concerned because, I don't know, I just had this feeling. The two that I wanted didn't want me, didn't want us. They didn't want to keep Sydney because one of them said, oh, well, she has to be up to date on all her vaccinations. Maybe I'm not a right fit for you. But if you really are in an emergency and you really need someone to keep her, contact me again. Good luck. And don't fuck it up. And the other one just never responded. I messaged and just never responded. So when I asked more questions, so this third one, I was a little bit concerned because she had less reviews, but she does have 5 stars on Rover. And she kept saying, oh, we don't need to do a home visit or anything like that. I never find that necessary. So I said, okay, well, she's going to be with you for 10 days. So let's do a doggy daycare situation. So Rover says you should always be able to do home visits with your potential dog sitters. So I drop her off this morning, and I was expecting that she would take me into the house. The lady would take me into her house and show me the setup and everything and how she takes care of the dogs and everything. And she was standing outside her house. First of all, the house was, I don't want to be one of those people that's judgmental. Because some people can only afford what they can afford. I understand. I am blessed to be able to make enough money to have a nice home. But it's not the nicest house in the world. So that was my first, okay. And she's standing outside, like in her driveway. So I get out, we start talking, whatever. And I assume she's going to say, okay, come on in. And she never does. And so I say, hey, could I see the inside of the house? And she says, I don't take people into the inside of my house. I find it's better to take the dog in with me without the owner. And so I don't do that. So she wouldn't let me see the inside of her house. I have no idea. I left Sydney there. Mark picked her up. Now, she did send a picture of Sydney around lunchtime. She updated me 2 or 3 times during the day and said, Sydney's doing great. She's ate her food. She ate her treats, et cetera, et cetera. But she wouldn't let us go into her house. So I don't know. Sydney's going to be there for 10 days. So she just messaged and said, Mark just picked up your fur baby. I will leave a feedback now. And could you do the same for me today on the feedback? It's so very important to me. You can do the feedback on Rover. See you next week. I'm assuming she's expecting good feedback, but she didn't let me see her house. But she's keeping Sydney next week. I don't have anyone else to keep my dog. And we're going to be in Norway. I guess everything went okay. I just don't know what's in her house. I'm so confused. I don't even know. And also, people asking for reviews. I mean, I know that's a thing you do when you have your own business. You say, hey, could you leave a good review because it helps? But I don't know, it feels icky. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.